Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Wendy Rossiter. Wendy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joel. How are you?
It began with a fire. Tell us what happened there.
Last September, I was at home and there was a fire in our house. The electric fuse box just went on fire and it took hold then. Uh-huh. We found ourselves out on the side of the road watching the smoke billowing out of the house. And the fire brigade came. It was very traumatic. Myself, my husband and four children.
Wow.
Then had to spend the afternoon trying to find somewhere to stay.
So this happened in daytime, Wendy?
Yeah, in the middle of the afternoon.
And who spotted it?
I did. All the lights started to kind of flash on and off all together. So I went out to have a look at the fuse box, and there was flames and smoke coming out of it. So we all just ran out of the house, got the kids out of the house, and called the fire brigade. And it was, you know, very kind of extensive smoke damage, and that happened. But we had to then find somewhere to stay. The whole house was gutted, so, you know, with smoke and that, and the electricity was all switched off and everything. So we had to look for a hotel to stay in, which we found very, very hard.
Of course,
we were turned away because we had four children. You know, we were turned away. There was no space and no rooms in any of the hotels. We were eventually very lucky to get a room in the Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. They were very good to us. And we were there for a couple of weeks. But it was very difficult with the children because, you know, doing homework, cooking dinner, washing clothes, you know, was all in one room. So eventually we found a house in the Knightsbrook hotel complex. They have holiday lets. So we got a lovely house down there. But we had to travel up and down from Trim to school in Dublin with the kids. So we used to get up really early and all get ready and hop into the car and just listen to music on the way up. And
what do you mean you had to get up? What time would you have to leave?
I'd leave at half six, quarter to seven.
Yeah, into that traffic to get to school.
It was very difficult, but, you know, the kids were so good and, you know, we got home, and then we had to face the trip home as well, you know.
And how long were you out of the house, Wendy?
We were out of the house for over 3 months.
Wow.
We just got
That's
back
a big
in
job, yeah,
last weekend. We just got back in. Whole house had to be renovated. They had to replace the roof, the floors, the walls. Everything had to be done, and then the electricity back on. But the builders really worked very hard to get it all in before Christmas, you know, because it was something that the children really wanted to be home for Christmas, and they had been really good, and you know, it had been very hard for them, and so the builders worked very hard and got us back in. Our final completion inspection was last Friday.
Okay.
And it was then that we discovered that our insurance company had gone into liquidation. The insurance company had been very, very good. You know, they had given us, they had paid for the hotel, they had given us payments all along, mm-hmm. but the final payment for the builders is on hold now, and we don't know what's going to happen. You know,
How much kudos owe you?
We still about 24,000. We still
owe
final build the final fee for the builders, and but they had paid our hotel fees, interim payments for the builders, and they had given us our contents payment, which we gave to the builder then, so that, you know, at least they got something. So we've given the builders the 10,000 for from the contents insurance.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Well, hang on. So contents is to get new sofas and chairs and tables and how? But I presume they all suffered in this, even smoke damage.
Yeah. Well, you know, family and friends have been very good to us, and we've been very lucky. We had an old suite of furniture in the shed. We took that in, cleaned it up, and you know, my husband had to make the base of a bed from planks in the garden. So we pulled it together, and we had already got beds for the children, so we were lucky there. Mm-hmm. But you know, storage and everything else. But you know, we will get there, and you know, we're not sure what will happen with the insurance, but you know, we will eventually, you know, recover. I mean, the house itself is absolutely beautiful. The builders have done a wonderful job.
But tell us, what have you heard about Kudos, or have you?
Just, it's a solvent liquidation yep. And we will know more in a couple of weeks, and that, you know, our names are going to be put onto a database, and hopefully we will get something back, but we don't know. I mean, obviously it's very recent, so you know, they have to wait till they get their information and then pass it on to us. So it's kind of a waiting game. But at the same time, I did feel bad for the builders themselves because, you know, they worked so hard.
And have you come to an agreement with the builder?
I have, yeah. I've given them the contents insurance, and then we're going to pay them monthly payments until it's clear. So, you know, hopefully in a few months' time, you know, we will have it cleared and paid off. And they've done a wonderful job. They deserve it. You know, I mean, we have been very lucky, you know. In one sense, it highlighted the kind of homeless situation that everybody talks about. Yeah. But we experienced that firsthand in the first couple of weeks, and it is very, very hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anyone can live, you know, longer than a few months like that. And then, you know, people were very good to us. We had to go out to eat a lot, you know, to feed the kids. So we were in a restaurant, and we had our meal, and the children were chatting to a man, and they're very sociable kids, and they were chatting away and obviously told him the situation, but he never said anything. But when he said goodbye and off he went, and when I went to pay the bill, he paid us. You know, and I don't
lovely
know who
gesture.
He is.
Yeah, random acts of kindness, fantastic.
Yeah, there are so many wonderful people out there that help people out in these situations, and I it's not always highlighted, but it's certainly we couldn't have got through without the support of people like that and our family and friends
and strangers,
you know,
and a stranger
out.
And
Wendy,
what age are your children?
9-year-old twins, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And when we moved back into the house, the painter was still there painting, doing little bits, you know. And the children, we didn't let them back to the house until it was finished. So they came running into the house. They were running around the rooms and delighted with the house, delighted to be home, and out in the garden, jumping up and down on the trampoline. And the painter actually said, "I've never seen kids so happy to be home."
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant,
and we are so happy and so lucky to be home for Christmas. And you know, it is unfortunate that it has happened, but I think, you know, I would like to highlight the good things everybody did for us, and the support everyone did give us. And it's a pity, I'm at the last hurdle, that this has happened. You know, it's very unfortunate, but I would feel sorry for anyone who was at the start of this process, and maybe, you know, putting a claim in now, or maybe just recently, because I don't know what we would have done if we hadn't, you know, got that insurance to help us pay for the house we were in and pay for the building so far. And I mean, obviously, 25,000 is a big hit now that we have to try and pay. But you know, at the same time, we're very lucky, lot more lucky than other people, you know.
Well, apparently, there's 1,570 claims ongoing. We'd cue that. In other words, that they're not. And that's from Patrona, an Irish insurance company providing administration. Have you had any contact from Qdos?
Yeah, well, it's Patrona we're with.
Okay, they were in turn offloading it, or what they do in the insurance business to Qdos. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have. I mean, they've been, you know, any time I ring, they try to advise us as what best they can, but they don't really have the information of, you know, they've just said we'll know more in a couple of weeks, and that we will be put onto a database of people they owe money to, and they look at, you know, payments then. But you know, I not really. You know, I think at the moment everything is up in the air. They don't have the information to give us, you know, other than they're hoping to know more in a couple of weeks.
Okay. And
but the claim is definitely on hold, and there'll be no payments made.
And you've told your children they're gorgeous, obviously, from what you're saying. Even the glimpse you gave us of that, the four of them, I can see it. I'm thinking of actually the scene in Roddy Doyle's movie, Rosie, where they're in a cafe and they're trying to eke out another 20 minutes before it closes and the shutters are coming down. But I have this image in my head of the four of them yapping away to this man in the corner.
To this man. And it was Halloween. It was around Halloween, and they were all wearing their Halloween outfits. You know, so that started the conversation, and they're very outgoing children. So, you know, they were chatting away too. And of course, kids come out with everything, all our business, everything came out. You know, their whole story was coming out. So, this guy obviously connected with them. You know, on that level, that, you know, they had a story to tell, and you know, he didn't expect any thanks or anything because he just left.
And Santi is coming next week. Monday
yeah,
week.
They're so excited, you know, and they deserve it. It was hard for them.
Yeah, well, Santi will always find the children anyway, no matter where they are. And he will override any insurance company. Wendy, maybe we'll hear from other people if they have any hope of getting your money back to Qdos. Well done to your builder for being so understanding. But at the bottom, not only was your house on fire and you're out for 3 months, but the fact now, almost the day you go back in waiting for the final assessment, the insurance company goes bust.
I couldn't believe it. Okay. That's right. We were all safe, thank God. Yeah. And you know,
and you did the right thing. Shut the door. Yeah. Get out. Stay out. Ring the fire brigade. Get out. Stay out. And no. I don't even want to encourage this. But when you saw the fire starting in broad daylight at the fuse box, we attempted to try and put it out yourself.
Do you know? I looked at it, and I have a fire extinguisher there, and I kind of said to myself, you know, if I did it wrong, I know it's not, you know, there's
electrics.
So I just, and the fuse box, I had opened it, and the flames were inside, so I just shut the door of the fuse box and got the kids and left, and we were all in our slippers, and you know, we were there for hours because it took the fire brigade, they were there for about 3 or 4 hours, and you know, we were all outside, and it was a heartbreaking scene, you know.
And did you hold on to it? Did you manage to salvage photographs or anything?
Yeah, I did. I got the important stuff, you know, my son passed away 10 years ago, and he was a basketball player, and all his trophies were in a cabinet, and they're precious; they can never be replaced. And I got them, and I even got his little box of clothes, and cards, and photographs. And the kids got their teddy bears and a few little bits and pieces that they had.
Okay, the fire brigade would have got them for you. But Wendy, what age was your boy who died?
He died when he was 28.
So you have a 38, and that's 28. Yeah, my God, so young.
The children are my foster children.
Oh, are they? Okay.
So you're.
I know they're brilliant. Well, from what you said, you didn't have to be asked that. But from what you said, they're wonderful children. But you're also yourself.
They're marvellous.
Yourself and your partner are obviously brilliant if you're fostering as well. Well done.
We enjoy it. It's very rewarding. It's a lovely thing to do, and I suppose not something, a long term plan that we had made. It just sort of happened. But you know, they're wonderful kids. They're very, very good kids.
When did you start fostering?
Well, I actually started fostering 30 years ago. I had a couple of long-term placements and started again recently with the smaller children.
Well done.
So it's a wonderful thing to do,
Absolutely. And the Tousler are always looking for foster parents. It's so important.
Yeah.
So important. Yeah. Well done, Wendy. And I'm sorry about your son, 28.
I've been to the worst place possible had the worst heartache. So anything else that happens,
That comes across.
Yeah,
but still, we don't want to see anyone out of pocket in such a dramatic way because of an accident. Wendy Roster, Wendy, kind regards. I'm glad you're back in your house for yourself and your children.
We're delighted.
And happy Christmas. And hopefully other people will be able to tell us, can they have any prospect of any joy out of the collapse of this Danish insurance company? That's Wendy Roster. Yeah. Wendy, thanks again.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you. 51551. Where's Val? Val, good afternoon. You there, Val? Not at the minute. Val will be there, hopefully. Are you there? Do I hear you coming in, Val? Are you there?
I'm just coming up a dip there, Joe.
You're just coming up where?
A dip there and then Castle Knock there. You know that big dip there? I'll just lost you for a second.
Okay, well, stay
just
there.
Bringing the lady back to a nursing home here, Joe.
Okay, well, I'll give you a few minutes to get her to the nursing home then we'll have a chat with you, Val, after this. 51551, a reminder, Liveline callback tonight at 7 o'clock. Features, among other things, we filmed again and it's a gorgeous little piece. Matt and Michael, do you remember them this time last year? They were on Liveline and... It was a Michael who phoned to tell, we were talking about hospitals and he rang in about the matter. And he happened to say, halfway through, and I'm getting married. And of course I asked when and where and who. And he said he revealed that himself and his best pal, Michael, Matt and Michael were getting married for tax reasons. They weren't in they're obviously great buddies. But they weren't in any other type of relationship. But they decided to get married for tax reasons. So if one of them went, the house would be properly inherited without tax. And they really caught people's imaginations and or even imagination. And they're filmed again. By the way, their first anniversary, if my memory serves me correctly, is December 22nd. December 22nd is their first anniversary. But we went back to film them to see how they were getting on. And it's an uplifting piece, I can tell you. That's tonight at 7 o'clock, RT1 Television Liveline Callback.